Let's bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores. So, Missouri's in town tonight, and we talked a little bit yesterday about the tempo and everything that they're going to bring to the table. You kind of know what to expect. How has Vanderbilt handled getting back from Hawaii and, you know, and trying to get turned around time-wise and ready to get back into you know, playing here on the mainland again?
Yeah, you know, I think pretty good. It was fortunate that they came back. They actually took an extra day, really, in Hawaii. Instead of flying back on Wednesday after the final game, they flew back on Thanksgiving Day and actually got back onto the mainland on Friday morning. So, but still, they've had several days back here before they had to play again. So I really don't think that that's going to be much of an issue. You know, I think the bigger issue is how they handle this relentless up-tempo pressure of Missouri. I mean, Missouri had a game where they forced Chattanooga to turn the ball over 29 times. They're averaging, I'd say, probably about 20 turnovers a game forced. So the difference is, as opposed maybe to Vanderbilt teams in years past, this Vanderbilt team wants to play at an up-tempo pace. They want to press. They want to run. So it won't be as if, you know, this is a style that they're not accustomed to or like. It'll just be curious to see how they handle it and, quite frankly, how Missouri handles it at the other end. Because they're going to have to deal with some pressure. They're going to have to deal with some size. They're going to have to deal with depth. Both these teams play a lot of guys. Missouri has 10 guys averaging double-digit minutes a game. So both teams are going to use their bench, and benches will have a lot to do with this game as well.
Joe, we've talked before about how much Vanderbilt missed Andre Walker last year. Talk about the way he's fit back in with this year's club and what he's meant.
He's an incredible player. He brings so much to the table with his size. He also has a great ability to handle the basketball. So he's a guy that can go up at 6'7", 6'8", get a rebound, and can bring it up court on his own. You know, he doesn't have to worry about finding an outlet immediately if necessary. He's a great rebounder. He really gets in there. He plays good defense. He can play against smaller guys. And really, one of the keys to this team's success has been, for example, on a guy like Nick Wise for Arizona, who's a, you know, Wooden Award candidate at guard. You put a guy like Jeffrey Taylor on him at 6'8", and he's able to stay with him. Well, they're able to do that with Andre. They're able to do that with Lance Goldberg, at times with Darshall McClellan. It's really a nice luxury to have out on the perimeter to be able to switch those guys on those kind of players. And Andre has just been a tremendous addition. I think we forgot last year at times how important he would have been. I don't think there's any doubt Vanderbilt would have won two or three more games last year had he been playing.
Joe, Kevin Stallings never does anything without a reason. What has been his plan as far as working John Jenkins in?
You know, I think it's gone pretty much according to the plan right now. He doesn't need to be in the starting lineup. I think it's helpful to kind of sit over there and see the speed of the game and see some things before you get in. But now you're starting to see the rotation basically where Jermaine and Brad will start at guards. Brad will get a breather, and John will come in for Brad. And then when Jermaine needs a breather, they'll put Brad back in at the point. John can stay into the two guard. So between the three, they're all getting plenty of time. And I don't think there's any big push or any big hurry for John to be in the starting lineup or to play, you know, more minutes. He's kind of playing the minutes that he's earning, and at times he's earned quite a few. You know, he's had some very solid games so far, and I think they're very comfortable with the amount of minutes he's getting right now.
Women's team plays tonight as well at Wright State. A quick preview of that one.
Yeah, play at Wright State. That's kind of a home game for a couple of Commodore players, and Melanie has for years tried to schedule, when recruiting somebody, a game going back close to their hometown. So that's why they're playing at Wright State. Vanderbilt's off to one of their best starts in years, but this is one of those, you know, after the big home tournament, a couple of wins, you know, a road game is always a bit of a challenge. But, you know, I think maybe having the knowledge that there's going to be a lot of Vanderbilt fans in the stands because of the hometown nature of a couple of players, I think that'll be pretty helpful.
Joe, critical time for football recruiting. Bobby's already got an impressive list of signees, but I know he wants to close fast.
Yeah, and I know he's on the road and has been and will be for a while. And this gets into that thing, and as you guys well know, you get all these early so-called verbal commitments. Well, that's all really good, and those are probably very solid, but you still have to spend the recruiting time re-recruiting those guys and making sure there aren't any changes and nobody drops out on you until you sign on the dotted line. So, yeah, this is a very busy time heading on into early next year, but I think they're really pleased with this class. They've got a couple more they'll add before it's all over, and then we'll be off and running again.
7:30 pregame tonight. Joe, thanks a lot.
All right, yeah, get a little coffee, stay up late.